Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Mike Pesca, sitting in for Luke Burbank.
And I'm Allison Stewart, everybody. Coming up, if you're headed to the airport to travel for the holiday, you'd like to know what you're in for. We'll talk to Nina Zagat of the famous Zagat Guides about the best and worst airports in the U.S. They just released their survey yesterday. But first, let's go to Rachel Martin for today's headlines.
This is NPR.
Good morning, everyone. President Bush has issued his strongest support yet for embattled Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf. During an interview yesterday with ABC News anchor Charles Gibson, Bush said Musharraf has not crossed the line and that he believes the general is, quote, truly somebody who believes in democracy. Bush's comments come nearly 3 weeks after Musharraf declared emergency rule in Pakistan. He fired the Supreme Court and began arresting thousands of journalists, human rights activists, and lawyers who oppose his rule. U.S. officials have been pressuring Musharraf to surrender his emergency powers ahead of parliamentary elections in Pakistan that are scheduled for early next year. Former NFL star Michael Vick may have to shell out close to $1 million to take care of the animals involved in the dogfighting operation Vick helped bankroll. Yesterday, prosecutors asked a federal court to order Vick to keep $900,000 on hand. That's the amount they estimate will be needed to take care of 54 pit bulls. The dogs were found on Vick's property when a dogfighting operation was busted last April. In his plea agreement, Vick agreed to pay for the dogs' long-term care or humane euthanasia. And the plastic surgeon who operated on hip-hop star Kanye West's mom before she died, well, he walked off the set of CNN's Larry King Live yesterday. Dr. Jan Adams appeared on the show briefly and thanked King for the opportunity to clear up press reports he says are untrue. But he went on to say he was going to honor a request by West's family not to talk, and he said he would not be on the show. Then he took out his earpiece and walked off the set. Here's a clip from CNN.
They are what's important to me. I said that from the start. And that's what I'll continue to honor.
Then just a few things having nothing to do with them. Don't you want to speak out?
No.
You don't want to?
No. I do not.
All right. But you came here to speak out.
That's correct. But I'm going to honor their wishes.
According to CNN, before the show, Adams received a letter from the family saying if he went ahead with the appearance, they would try to have his medical license revoked. Donda West died November 10th. Early medical exams indicate she may have died from complications from cosmetic surgery. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.